Hi, it's Kiffinlow Bates here, and today I want to talk about centralization and why I think decentralization maximalists are going to be disappointed. And in order to look at this properly, we need to go back through history to look at the development of marketplaces. So when humanity moved from being a hunter-gatherer society into being an agrarian society, we ended up with surpluses in certain sectors of society, and in order to facilitate trade, we developed marketplaces. These things, I guess, arose naturally in that people don't like to have to travel all sorts of places across the breadth and length of their local province or county or area in order to buy the things they need. It's much more convenient for there to be a place, for example, in the center of a town where all the different stalls and all the different merchants have their wares and goods in order to be able to sell them to the buyers. And you see this developing through history. Once humanity got the ability to travel relatively cheaply and conveniently to other locations, we didn't suddenly see marketplaces splitting up into lots of different areas across the land. Instead, we saw the invention of shopping malls and shopping complexes and mega malls, you know, instead of it getting even more split up, which is what you might initially think could happen. In fact, we saw more aggregation and more centralization when it came to the buying and selling of goods. And that has carried over into the digital world as well, in that there are a small number of large companies that dominate various online marketplaces. And of course, the one that springs immediately to mind is Amazon. That's the one that has been the most successful when it comes to centralizing and aggregating the buying and selling of goods. And the fact that this is carried over into the digital world is not surprising, because you just have to look at the history of the real world to have an inkling of what was going to happen. And there are a number of reasons why this kind of centralization happens. I think there are two main ones. One is efficiency, and the second one is to do with the social nature of human beings. So the efficiency one is obvious, in that it's easier to be able to go to stop off at one place and get all the things you need, as I said before, rather than having to visit lots of different websites or go to lots of different corners of your local city in order to get the things that you need. The social thing is that marketplaces have a bigger function than just the exchange of goods, in that they also act as a social focus for human beings. And for this reason, you see that shopping malls end up with food courts and cinemas and sometimes even bars, in that the whole experience is not just about getting in there, getting your stuff and getting out. For some people, it's actually an event or an occasion. And when you carry this over into Web3 and the decentralized world, well, you'll notice the same thing is happening again. There are plenty of options out there for exchanging coins in a decentralized manner, for example. However, there's one operator that dominates, and that is Uniswap, even though some of the other options are much, much cheaper. It's just become the go-to place that people know about in order to exchange cryptocurrencies in a decentralized manner. And similarly for NFTs, everybody who is interested in NFTs has heard of OpenSea. And again, there are other options out there. The second and third places are well below the first place. OpenSea dominates, and there are even decentralized NFT marketplaces that are not under the control of a central company. For example, LooksRare, but OpenSea tends to be the go-to choice for people who trade NFTs. And I think the big reason for this is that you get a community. It may well be that you don't like the company that is managing the particular centralized marketplace that you visit. Nevertheless, you go there. In the same way that lots of people say that they don't like Facebook, but they're still on it and they won't leave, because all the other people around them who they connect to are there too, and they all kind of act as a sort of black hole, sucking each other in and preventing each other from moving on to somewhere better. Because if everything disperses, then the community is gone. And the final thing is that a marketplace gives us a common language. So if you and I both go to the same marketplace online, or to a Web3 NFT marketplace, the fact is that we may both not like it and think it has lots of problems. Nevertheless, we can support each other in our troubles. So if you and I are both using OpenSea to buy our NFTs, and you have a problem with making the interface work or understanding what is going on, I can explain it to you because I'm familiar with it. If you and I happen to go to different marketplaces, well, the website will have a different layout, the smart contract behind it will have different quirks and things like that, and we're not going to be able to support each other. And that is one of the things about human beings, is that as individuals they can do wonderful things, but as a community they can do amazing things. And even if that amazing thing is the trading of pictures of monkeys, the fact is, by having a big supportive group, it makes your life easier, it gives you a sense of security, and it gives you the knowledge that there will be support if you hit some problems. So that, in summary, is why I think centralization is here to stay. It's inherent in the human nature because of our social nature. And decentralization maximalists, it's not going to go away. That's today's video. Hope you found it interesting. Oh, and one final footnote. Some of you will be wondering, what on earth am I doing walking around with this on my head? And the answer to that is that about a week ago, someone, I don't know who, sent it to me in the post, and I kind of felt that I should really wear it for one of my walk and talks. So hope you found that amusing, and I'll see you all in the next video soon. With or without a hat, I haven't decided yet. Bye for now.